This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. I know taxes can be uncomfortable to think about and talk about. Yes, that may or may not be a shameless plug for my Marketplace podcast. This is uncomfortable. But this year, taxes are going to be even more of a head-scratcher. From stimulus checks to unemployment insurance, Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what accountants and folks like me and you need to be wary of.
Doing your taxes in a normal year is something a lot of folks dread. Patrick Thomas heads the tax clinic at the University of Notre Dame. He says this year is going to be especially tough.
There are so many factors that go into the determination of state tax residency. But this year, it's going to be even more complicated.
He says because so many people work from home this year, taxpayers may have to do more research and paperwork. States are fighting over who gets to collect tax revenue from people who live and work across state lines. There are a couple of things that we do know, though. Stimulus checks are not taxed, but unemployment benefits are at the federal level and by some states. Ariel Giroux-Kleiman teaches tax law at the University of San Diego.
So when you get your unemployment check, you want to make sure that taxes are being set aside or that taxes are being withheld to pay the federal taxes.
She says with 10.7 million people out of work, there are a lot of folks who've never collected unemployment before, so they need to be aware of that. Another difference this year, the IRS won't be accepting federal tax returns until February 12th. Andrew Hayashi at the University of Virginia Law School says that means people will have to wait longer for that check from the IRS.
Low-income households who claim the earned income tax credit rely on that to kind of get current on some of their holiday bills.
He says many would file their taxes the first week in January. Now they can't. The April 15th deadline, though, currently remains unchanged. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.